With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We'll talk to Wes Unseld Jr., head coach of the Wizards, coming up in 20 minutes. Peter Laviolette at 7:45, head coach of the Caps. Both teams coming off dubs. So we talked to both of those coaches. At 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win a $100 gift card to Burton's Grill. I'll be there next Wednesday, 5 to 7, for a Still Barking book signing. $100 gift card. We'll play some Zippy Dollar Pyramid for your chance to win that. I was coming up with categories during
game.
The break.
Wiz
are in Brooklyn tonight.
Correct. Right now, though, time to hit the skins, give you the latest on the Commanders.
All right, boys. Exciting time. I think our guy, actually, J.P. Finley wrote this for NBC Sports Washington. I thought it was Pete, but it's J.P. You know, we touched on it. It's their best record in 5 years, Cakes. To be 7-5 at this point, especially after their 1-4 start, just unbelievable. They haven't been two games over 500 since 2018. Heinicke, of course, getting a lot of the praise. They've won six of the last seven. Heinicke's been the starter in six of those, 5-1 in those games. And if you look at the power rankings, man, when they were at their bottom, when they were 1-4.
27, 26?
No, they were in the 30s.
Were they?
Yeah. Now you have some of the outlets ranking them as high as 9, 10, 11. ESPN has them at 12. Yahoo Sports 15, USA Today 16, NFL.com has them at 13. I'd say the general consensus is about 14, 15, something like that. And I don't have a problem with that. I think that seems about right.
When you win 5 out of 6, that's what happens.
Right?
Your power ranking goes up.
Yeah, and you're in the playoff hunt. You should be ranked accordingly.
I mean, if you are currently in the playoffs, yeah, you should be.
I believe the highest rated publication is Athlon. They have them at number 9.
I used to get Athlon magazines all the
college
time.
College football, college hoops.
15 years ago, I would sprint out. Well,
I'm always on Athlon.com.
Sprint is a stretch. I would run slowly out to the newsstand or the grocery store and pick up the Athlon, the Street and Smiths, the Sporting News annuals.
Right.
Oh, I used to love those.
Well, that's exciting time, Cakes. Let me see.
Where do they have the Giants? Those same ones.
I don't know.
Below?
That's a good question. I only have where they have the Commanders.
I assume probably
ranked
below, since they've lost a couple in a row.
Yeah, and since, you know, we're favored, which I'm a little bit surprised.
NFL.com has the Giants at 16, where they have the Commanders ranked 13th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Now, obviously, the Giants, you have a rivalry there. What's interesting is Landon Collins. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's a member of the Giants. And if you've been following it at all, he was up and playing there a few games, but he's on the practice squad. So, three-time Pro Bowler, who at one point signed, I think, an $84 million contract.
He got paid here.
He got paid. I don't think he collected all of it, but when they released him, the Giants eventually signed him. He's played some, but he's currently on the practice squad, and he is admitting that he is frustrated.
We interviewed him at training camp, right? Didn't we have Landon on?
Yep. Yep. He was a good dude. I like him. Valdez has the – do you have the audio of Landon, or you have the audio I asked for you of – I can't remember John, what I asked for you. Oh, John Allen. Yeah. So yesterday, I think it was after we had John on, JP pointed out that it was on Instagram – there was great audio of John Allen talking to the guys.
I put it up as a reel on Sports Junkies Radio. Follow us on Instagram.
So if you haven't heard it yet, I want to play it for you guys because, as JP mentioned when we talked to John about it, you don't think of him as this sort of verbose guy doing like the Ray Lewis, you know, speech, you know, before the game. But that's who he's kind of graduated into here.
The last 2 weeks, I've seen him do the post game locker room thing where he basically said, let's not get fat and happy on these wins. We need to focus. We need to get better. And then this one pregame.
Yeah, so here's John Allen before the game on Sunday.
Hey, bring it tight tonight. Hey, bring it tight. Y'all want to know why I'm so excited for this game?
Why?
Because you can't hide.
Yeah.
You can't hide behind a scheme. You can't hide behind a play call.
Yeah.
You can't hide behind a the defense. We're going to come out hell on today. I promise you. We don't rise to the occasion. We don't play with emotions. We fall back on what we do. And after I tell you ahead of them, I'm going to look in your soul just like that. We don't got to say a word. We knock your ass out. They're going to feel that for real. Hey, family on three. One, two, three. Family.
All right, oh, that was the shortened version. I like what he says. I'm going to look in your soul.
Yeah. Very, very cool to see.
I think at one point he says something like, there ain't no scared in my heart.
Right.
This is a huge game.
Plenty of scared
on many levels for both teams because the Giants, if you look at their next four games, are just massive because they don't have the bye in between the other game with Washington. They got to play Philly. So they got to play Washington twice, Philly in between that. Then they got to go to Minnesota.
That's a rough stretch.
Rough stretch. It's a huge game for both teams, but I think specifically for the Giants, if they lose this game, they might be done-ski.
Right. You would just think that they're spiraling.
And they would be, because that would have been, that'd be three out of four losses or four out of five. Something
well,
like that.
But as we proved four out of five earlier this season, you can lose three games in a row and turn it around. So I
but they're running out of time.
I wouldn't write them off.
Yeah. Especially if they win this game, I wouldn't. If they lose, I might.
On the injury front, of course, the big question mark will be Chase Young. If he's active, I guess today will be a big day, right? Typically Wednesday's the day where the guys get back out there.
But he practiced last week.
He did, but he was sick. So you don't know, was it just being sick that held him out?
Or is his knee still bothering him and they just say he was sick?
Or just, I'm going to guess the knee's not bothering him, but that he's still not where he needs to be. You know, doesn't look 100% yet.
EB, let me give you the center's for Advanced Orthopedics Injury Report. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. A lot of people wondering if the MetLife Stadium's turf will be a factor in whether Chase will play or not. Ron Rivera told J.P. Finley in a one-on-one interview on Monday, no, it won't be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics Injury Report. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. I think that's encouraging in a way. Now, what you would learn is if he's inactive again, it has nothing to do with surface, has nothing to do with whether it's drizzly, which people were speculating.
And he can't still be sick.
It's just that he's not ready. He doesn't have the explosiveness.
Right. That's what I think it is. But we'll see. Hopefully we get him back and we can get him in the mix. You would think it can only help. Benjamin St. Juice, he's listed as questionable, by the way, as is Chase Young, as of yesterday. Dax Milne, also questionable. You notice, of course, that they called up Alex Erickson from the practice squad.
I did see that.
He seemed to do a fine job just catching the punts.
Just catch him.
Just catch him.
He's only fair catcher.
That's all you got to do.
All you do is just catch. Don't fumble.
Don't fumble. And Trey Turner, he also listed as questionable. So, all in all,
and still waiting a big free agent contract as well in the offseason.
That's a different Trey Turner, but all in all, I think you have to say fairly healthy right now.
They're pretty healthy.
And of course,
do you think we'll see Chase this week?
I do not. I'm going to say after the bye.
I think that turf. I think that's Ron saying that the turf won't affect it, I think he's scared of putting him
I'm
out.
I'm going to say they dress him and he plays a few plays.
What's like the rule? 10. Do they have to activate him?
No, he's already activated. So they're fine on that. Yeah.
Okay, so he's already activated.
Yeah, he can just be inactive like the five or six donks that are inactive every week.
So he doesn't have to dress. He's just active.
Play just to get the drama out of it, but very little playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of guys who get very little playing time.
By the way, that's a total guess.
You used to look at the snap counts. I'm curious how many snaps like Jahan Dotson is getting these days.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
I'm going to guess that if Chase plays, he ought to be 10 to 15 snaps at best.
That's along my lines.
And that's fine.
About 10 snaps.
Put him in on third and longs.
Listen, they shouldn't play him until he's ready.
Go get the QB.
Well, I got to tell you, they don't need him right now, the way their defense is
that's
playing.
That's the other part of it.
Yeah, you don't need him.
They're playing so well defensively. You know, I was talking to a buddy yesterday about the team. And I mean, we all agree, right? I'm not going to get into the Wentz Heineke thing, but we can all agree that this is a different team. And you know how Ryan Clark, I guess, went on ESPN. You don't have that audio, do
you? We're going to talk about that at 8:00.
Okay, we talked about
how they now have a new identity.
They have a different identity, and it's pretty obvious what it is, right? Just pound the football. In my opinion, and I think it should probably do it with it, regardless of who's playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're just minimizing the quarterback. I mean, it's just obvious. When Wentz went down,
you could also say maximizing their strength, which is running the football.
It is their strength. Their strength is not their quarterback. They're basically hiding their quarterback.
Yeah.
And I would suggest
can't rely on him to win.
You
games.
Do the same, regardless of who's at quarterback. This is a good identity to go with this team. We don't love it as fans because we want to score 30 a game. But there's no doubt. If you had to say one thing right now, what's holding this team back? It's quarterback play. Does anybody want to argue that?
I would argue that.
Could argue that for most
I'd
teams
argue
in the
that
league.
Any quarterback that they have on the roster is holding them back with quarterback play.
Yeah, I just don't know if you wouldn't ask the same question if Wentz was playing.
I don't disagree. When Wentz was playing, he wasn't playing great.
Yeah.
Quarterback is what's holding this team back. Now, I actually think
that's what the head coach said a couple weeks ago. They tried to backtrack.
And other teams are doing it too. We just saw a team do it in the Falcons, the team that just visited FedEx Field. They're hiding their quarterback, too. Now, he's been running a little bit more than Heineke has, but there's a reason that Marcus Mariota is throwing the ball, like, I don't know the exact number, but it's 20 to 25 times per game. That might be high. Yeah. 25 might be high.
Ron right. wasn't
that's the
lying.
Same identity they've got.
Yeah. Ron wasn't lying when he was asked, why isn't this team as far along as the other teams in the division?
To me, it wasn't right because the Cowboys were playing Cooper Rush. And Daniel Jones is nothing. He's an average.
But I think he meant big picture, not in that moment.
Over the course of his tenure, it didn't make sense to me.
They weren't as far along.
That's another team that you could say quarterback is holding you back. The Giants.
The Giants potentially. Yeah. Although I think obviously,
I also think receivers.
They don't have great.
Like if they had the Commanders receivers, Daniel Jones would look a lot better.
Now the one argument I will make is that if Wentz does get an opportunity because of injury or whatever, I do think. With this exact same offense, they'll be more productive. I like what they're doing. Pound the football, only throw it 20 sometimes. I think you'll get better production. They're blocking better up front. They got Logan Thomas healthy. Brian Robinson's hitting his stride right now. I mean, they got a lot of things going for them.
Yeah.
So it's exciting time. But when you look up and you compare the matchup to the Giants, though, I do think it's a very, very sort of similar matchup, right? Both teams very similar in scoring, mm-hmm. points allowed. You can run on them, so I think that's good. I think they're giving up about 139 yards a game on the ground, so that sets up nicely for Washington. But it's a division rivalry game. I think if you feel strongly one way or the other, you're a little crazy.
They want to try to run it as much as they can with Barkley, though they haven't had as much success with it in the last month or
Three of the last four have been kind of dicey.
Yeah.
The Houston game, they killed him.
He's all or nothing.
Right.
He could hit you for 200, 180. You know, there's no doubt.
And Washington on the flipper is, I think they're eighth or ninth against the run in the league.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Although
Atlanta did run pretty successfully against them.
Yeah, they did. And I'm hoping they didn't exploit something. My guess is it's just that Atlanta is just they just have monsters. I mean, those guys are all monsters, and Mariota is so good. at that sort of read option stuff at the mesh point. I think he's really good with that, and he's really good taking off. But all their backs are beasts. I don't know who else is. Who else did they? If they're not handing off to Saquon,
Algier and Huntley.
How are those?
No, he's not. No,
Giants.
Is it Gary Brightwell? Is one of the backs? Is Matt Breida?
But Saquon's the guy.
Saquon's the guy. They don't have
Saquon's
that.
Saquon's going to get 20 plus carries.
Yes. Yeah. Like see, Atlanta, I don't understand why they don't give it more to Patterson. Makes no sense.
Because they have other guys.
Because Algier's pretty good, and
those other guys are good too.
Patterson missed a few games with the injury.
Yeah.
Caleb Huntley's pretty good too. I mean, they just have a lot of pretty decent.
It's better when you have
big, powerful.
No, but it's better when you have two guys that you can give it to because you're tiring the one guy.
For sure. And Ron's talked about that. One thing I will credit Ron is that he said that was his thing in Carolina. And, you know, you see teams like, hell, even like San Francisco, right? McCaffrey doesn't get all the touches.
No, at all.
Well, Mitchell did, and now Mitchell's done. Now they're giving it to Jordan Mason.
Yeah.
But there's only a few backs, so you can just give it to 25, 30 times. Derrick Henry's one, and then Kwan's another one.
Yeah, but I feel like Patterson could be.
If the Commanders do what the last two opponents of the Giants did to Barkley, they're winning that game because they held him, the Lions held him to 15 carries, 22 yards, Dallas 11 for 39.
Well, you
if you do that to Barkley on that offense, because there's not a lot of other weapons there that you can go to, you're winning the game.
I feel like half the time we have. If you look at our history against Saquon in the last couple of years, I'm pretty sure we've had a few games where we've kept him under 50.
Right.
Yeah, because Daniel Jones has actually done the damage.
Daniel Jones has hurt us.
Coming up next, the Wizards put up 142 points on Monday night against the Timberwolves. Can they keep it up? We'll talk to the head coach, Wes Unseld Jr., about that here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
All right, let's talk some NBA. We talk to our good friend, Coach Wes Unseld Jr. every couple weeks, Wizards head coach, brought to you by our good friends at Steampunk. He's delivered by Steampunk. Design, disrupt, repeat. Learn more at steampunk.com. Coach, what's up, bro? How you doing, man?
Morning. How you doing, guys?
Good. I know you were happy after dropping three straight on the road to Miami and then Boston, and then you get Minnesota at home, get the comfort of your own beds, and then you score 142 in
like
that game.
Like an all-star game or something.
And you got a shot like 57, 58%. I was just wondering, just as a coach, it must be fun to coach a game like that. Now, I know that Towns got hurt in the third quarter, but KP had his career high at 41. Everything you drew up kind of worked.
Well, for once, huh? But I think it's good to.
But that's got to be fun as a coach when you're just drawing everything up and those guys aren't missing.
When you're hitting 50% of your threes.
They were playing well. I think, you know, KP got going early. I thought that first quarter he found his rhythm. And, you know, once he gets going and shooting into a big bucket, I think that helps everybody. It's just one of those offensive nights where, you know, clicking on all cylinders. So hopefully we can continue in that trend, obviously. You never want to give up 127 points, and a lot of that was due to pace. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it, in general, pretty good job of bouncing back after three straight losses.
I also think, and I think Porzingis talked about this after the game, when he faces other bigs, mm-hmm. he has an advantage because, you know, the unicorn name came because he's tall, but he has skills of kind of a smaller guy, and he's a mismatch. And you know that Minnesota team, that's a big team with Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, you know, at times it's been tough because teams will downsize and try to switch, and it kind of takes that advantage to some degree away. Yeah, he can maximize post-ups, but he's not going to find a three as easily against a team like that. Teams that want to play him in, you know, with conventional matchups, conventional coverage, that's where he's able to slip out, find separation. He finds those early threes in transition, and obviously his pick and pops, it really bothers those guys. So it's kind of a, you know, one of those nights where he can exploit the coverage, he can exploit the matchups, and then, of course, everything behind that opens up for everyone else.
Hey, Coach, is Gafford still in your doghouse?
He never was, honestly. It's KP was playing at such a high level. He's going to play, you know, 34, 36 minutes. You know, mm-hmm. So it's not a ton of minutes to be had. You know, obviously the second group in general has struggled a bit. So just trying to find a rhythm, you know, with those guys and blend those lineups together so you don't have a wave of second unit guys on the floor. Honestly, I think the last three games, Gaff has been really good. You know, mm-hmm. it's been small segments, but his activity, his energy, his ability to protect the rim. And he gives us the one thing, you know, that in that first group we really don't have, that lob threat. Mm-hmm. So when we're able to get out, play early pick and rolls, he puts a lot of pressure on the rim for us.
Just kind of wanted to talk about Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma has led your team in scoring in seven of your 21 games, and he's kind of coming into his own. Obviously, when he was in L.A., he wasn't always a full-time starter. He had other superstars there. But, you know, and you obviously have superstars here too, but he's having his best year so far. He's averaging 20 a game. In the month of November, Coach, he's averaging 22. He's shooting 48% in November. It seems like, and shooting 46% for the year, seems like he's kind of in a comfort zone. Is that what you're seeing now in this offense with Kyle?
Yeah, I think the combination of Brad, Kyle, and Porzingis have been really, it's been really good. Those three have kind of picked it up. They've found a balance and a synergy, creating offense for each other. It's been seamless. And I think some of that attributes to the pace at which Kyle brings. He gets the ball up. We attack early in the clock, not necessarily playing through the teeth of the defense every possession. But I think between those three, they're all finding shots within what we're trying to do. There's not guys out there shot hunting or, mm-hmm. you know, going off the rails, so to speak. But I think there's a great chemistry between those three, and I think that's why they're clicking on the offensive end.
Coach, I know you're a one-game-at-a-time guy, but I will take the luxury of looking ahead. Between now and January 6th, I'm sure you know this already, 19 games, 14 of those on the road, including tonight in Brooklyn. You guys haven't been great on the road. Is that something that you look at as far as, like, let's try to win half of these games, 75% of these road games, to try to get our road record back up where it should be?
You certainly don't. I don't look, you know, that far down as far as, you know, can we get X number out of this group? Of course, you know, one game at a time is how I really focus my attention. But you do realize the compression of games, the strength of schedule. Obviously it's road heavy right now. So No, we have not played well on the road as of late. But some of it is missing some bodies. You know, we've been in and out. But we have to find a way, you know, on the road, kind of pull together, see if we can get back on track. And, you know, it's obviously not insurmountable, but we're going to have to find a way to do it with so many of these games coming, you know, away from our home arena.
Coach, I know you can't really complain about it, but 10 out of 12 on the road starting December 14th in Denver, and then it goes all the way to January 6th, like Cakes was talking about. 10 out of 12 on the road, that seems high for an NBA schedule for a
team. Well, I mean, it's one of those things you get years where, you know, it's you're home for a bit. We obviously had coming off a six-game homestand. So at some point, you know, they're going to play 41 at home, 41 on the road. Mm-hmm. So it does balance out at some point. The compression of which these games are flowing feels a little unfair, but we can't change that.
Right.
I looked at the schedule, I think about a week ago, and I think we're home in market, I think 23 of the following 60 days. So it really does kind of put things in perspective. But I think it's for us, you know, the road opportunities. We got to pull together. It's us against them type mentality and find a way to circle the wagons and try to get one.
Do the players bitch about that? Do you talk about the schedule, the home and away stuff? You know, okay.
No. I mean, I think the only message from me in that regard is just understand what we're facing, what's coming down the road.
Right.
We don't get into, hey, what was us? You know, Nobody cares. You know, no one cares if we've got injuries, guys are out. Certainly no one cares that we're playing on the road. We just have to find a way to pull together and you know, continue to play at a high rate.
Coach, part of that homestand was a game against the Miami Heat. There was a big three reunion with Gil, Anton Jameson, and Caron Butler in the building. What was it like seeing those guys? And it was kind of awkward at the half because Caron was out there being, he was being celebrated, and he's an assistant coach with the Heat, with the team that you're facing that night. So he's probably like, guys, I got to get back in the locker room.
There's 100 assistant coaches.
Yeah, but he's part of the mix, right?
Yeah, it's probably one of those awkward moments, but I honestly thought it went well to see those three back, back home. They had a tremendous time together. We're able to spend some time, through the media piece, but also just hanging out. I don't think those three have been together in probably over 10 years. So to have them in the building, you know, have them amongst us, it felt natural. It felt good to see those guys back and part of what we're doing. You know, reflecting back on, you know, 25 years of Wizards history, and obviously they played a huge part, you know, of that history.
All right, I want to get to know Wes Unseld Jr. a little bit on the road. So you've been doing this for a long time, been in the NBA, but we're talking about this road trip. Do you have any travel quirks? Like when you get on a plane, do you have to have a cocktail before? Because some of these guys do.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
He's not going to drink while the guy's around.
No, I don't have there's nothing really exciting. As soon as I get on the plane, try to watch my film, catch up, get some work done.
Who do you sit next to?
Naps. Unfortunately, I have to sit next to my lead assistant, Pat Delaney.
So Pat sits next to you.
Hey, are you a phobic flyer? Do you do what I do? I tap the bird, like I tap the outside of the bird right when I walk in every time.
Yeah.
Anything like
that? I do have a ritual. I say a little prayer before I get on and say a little thank you when I get off.
All right, you've been in a million hotel rooms. What does Wes Unseld Jr. when he gets to the hotel room first? You're not one of these guys that, like, brings his own sheets and changes them.
Buckhantz would, like, check the bed, the mattress.
They're also staying at, like, the Four Seasons fanciest hotels.
I don't think that fazed Buckhantz. I think he'd lift the mattress.
Okay.
He'd look everywhere.
You can still get bed bugs in the Four Seasons.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Right.
I think the only thing I do is I got to put all of my things in the same place.
Which is?
And I think it's just out of habit. Just like your alarm clock, I got to put my my toiletry bag in the same spot. Obviously, different hotel has, they have different configurations, but they need to be in the same.
Got
to
make sure your Wi-Fi straight.
Well, what's the what's the most indulgent thing you've ever ordered from room service in a hotel?
Ooh. It would have to be a meal. I mean, I don't really prefer to order room service, but, you know, it's out of necessity some nights. But it would probably have to be a 3 or 4 course meal, the desserts, the whole night.
What about a post-game drink, though?
Camus.
He's a wine guy.
Are you a wine guy after a game?
I do enjoy more so at home.
Okay.
On the road, every now and then, we got some time. We have a night off.
Meet at the bar.
Coaches will get together, have a drink in the room, maybe down at the bar. But usually it's pretty low key.
Right.
Do you guys have team meetings in the hotels in a conference room, or do you meet in a hotel room? How do you do that?
Yeah, we have conference space. Yeah. Like today would be a normal shoot around type morning. So we'll meet as a staff in about an hour, and then we'll meet with the team. 45 to a minute to an hour after that.
Right.
In the conference room, obviously, we'll go over, shoot around, and then we'll have a meal, prepare for our guys when they get back. On those nights where it's a back-to-back, we'll do team meeting, and then they walk through in the ballroom. So they'll put down on the little court, they'll put down some tape. We'll literally walk through offensively, defensively, talk through our coverages, obviously show personnel, show theme edit, play edit. But, you do it all in the –
got to do it all right there in the hotel.
What's the team rule for the guys as far as, like, drinking? Like, I know in college, I have two kids in college, and they play sports, and it's like a 24-48 rule, right? So no booze 24 hours before practice, 48 hours before a game. Do the guys have anything like that?
No way.
Honestly.
No way. No,
I mean, it's,
so they can have, they can
it's
drink,
a long season.
Of course.
And,
they can drink the night
before. Dude, they play it like every 48 hours. So, they would never drink.
So you could go out to bar the night before a game.
You could.
How many times have you heard about NBA players going to strip clubs?
And what time do you do bed check?
That does happen, yeah.
When do you peek your head in for a curfew?
Hey, Coach, so you've got Brooklyn tonight. I'm wondering, when you guys do scouter reports, let's say you guys meet, do you even bother to, like, say, like, break down Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving? Everybody knows, and they're unbelievable. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, obviously, if it affects their performance, it's certainly something you have to address.
Right.
Thankfully, it hasn't been an issue. But, of course, guys are going to go out. They're going to have a good time. And as long as they do so responsibly, I have no issue with it.
So give us your kind of a breakdown of how you will beat Brooklyn tonight.
Well, certainly can't play the way we played last time we saw this team. You know, I give Brooklyn credit. They've been top five offensive and defensive team since November 1st. So playing at a much better rate. Obviously Simmons out changes the dynamic a bit, but they'll put more shooting on the floor. They'll downsize a bit. We'll see a ton of switching, which at times has given us problems. So being able to, you know, value possessions, we got to stay organized and can't stagnate versus those switches. But I think if we continue to move the ball, we'll find efficient shots. Hopefully that'll carry over from the other night.
Hey, I'm curious. It was an off night last night. What is Wes Unseld Jr. watch? Did you watch, like, Luka and his triple-double? What did you watch last night?
Actually, I had dinner with Tommy Shepard, and then just stayed in my room and working on Brooklyn, working on Charlotte.
Do you have any guilty TV pleasures in season that you will be willing to admit to?
Yes, the History Channel.
What do you watch on that? That's pretty boring.
I love the History Channel. I can run that all day.
Hey, I have a rec for you. It's a little bit saucy at times.
Yeah.
White Lotus on HBO
Max. It is very good.
It's so good.
Huh. Okay.
White Lotus.
He has no interest.
I don't think he has any interest.
I also recommend To Catch a Smuggler. I love that. I love when guys try to smuggle in their drugs.
Yeah. Did you watch the soccer game yesterday?
Well, we were in flight. I noticed we were checking scores, and guys were trying to, you know, pick it up on their mobile devices. So we got quite a few staff members who are following it closely.
Can Coach Unseld Jr. name three other teams besides the United States in the 2022 World Cup?
Of course.
I don't know. Just, maybe he doesn't pay any attention.
Well, I haven't paid much attention. Obviously, we played Iran.
That's one.
Yesterday.
Right. Okay, that's one.
I would say, let's see, Argentina.
Okay, now you just need one more.
And I'm going to go with, let's see, England.
England.
Got it.
He got it.
He's a World Cup expert. He knows it so well.
All right, Coach. Well, look, keep it going. You guys are 11-10, got Brooklyn tonight.
Coach, appreciate it. Of course,
change. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Good luck.
Changes here, anchored by startup culture and human-centered delivery approach. Steampunk puts federal government clients in the center of everything they design, develop, and deliver to drive game-changing mission impacts and user experiences. Design, disrupt, and repeat. Steampunk.com, an employee-owned company.
All right, Caps fans, coming up next, we've got the head coach, Peter LaViolette, from your Washington Capitals.
All right, the weather this time of year can be as unpredictable as ever, so be ready, no matter the temperature, with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star expert at Crop Metcalf. That's right, for just $99, Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and ensure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Time now to talk to Coach Peter LaViolette from the Capitals. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good. How was doing your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. You know, I was wedged in between a couple games, and those games were wins, so that was good. Mm-hmm. Had you know, a little bit of family in town and a couple of staff members over and some of their family. So it was, you know, it was good to take a break and just enjoy family for a few hours.
Yeah, so you got a couple of wins there. You guys beat Calgary 3-0 on Friday night, Philly 3-2 last Wednesday. What did you take away from those wins before we get to the Devils game?
You know, they were good. We had to fight back in that Philly game, which you know, I thought our guys played hard throughout. It was just the way the game unfolded, and I thought we were good the whole game, but ended up having to fight back a little bit and just stuck with it. The Calgary game, I thought we were good defensively. It was another pretty steady game for us. And so, you know, it's we're working to try and put wins together here. And so those two games, I think, just, you know, put us on the right direction to head out for a road trip.
Coach, give me and some of the more casual Caps fans some background on Sonny Milano. He was a late free agent ad for you guys in I believe late October. Had a big goal in that Flyers game. He's one of those names where you see it on the box score, you see it on the screen, you're like, I'm not used to this guy. This guy's kind of new to me. Give some background on Milano.
Well, he's a skilled player. He played in Anaheim last year and played in a top six role, and I think he had 35 to 40 points. Somewhere in that area. He played on a power play and used in skilled situations. He's not young, but he's not an older player either. You know, he's mid-20s. And so, you know, he went to Hershey. He didn't get a contract opportunity this summer. And he was sitting there and he went to Hershey and said that he would go there and try to work his way up. He played well down there. And when we, you know, got hit with a few more injuries, it created space for him, and he's come up here. He's done a really good job. He makes plays. He sees the ice. He's a skilled player. Been playing, you know, recently with Kuznetsov and Oshie, and I think it's been a pretty good line. Oshie's played really well since his return, and Kuzi's done a good job, but I think Sonny's a piece of that too because he thinks the game like both of those players do, and, you know, he competes and he works, and he's used to that scenario from being in Anaheim and playing up the lineup a little bit. He's done a good job on the power play too. He's down low on the power play on that second unit. He makes plays. So he's come in here and he's done a good job for us.
Coach, you touched on Oshie there. Great to see him back. Missed nearly a month. He came back in the game against Philly. He's got points in two of the three since his return. And you guys are not putting training wheels on him back out there. 17 minutes per game in the three games he's been back since. So he's full bore, ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about a good number for him. Obviously, we didn't bring him back when he was questionable. Just, you know, with his history, we wanted to make sure he was healthy. He was feeling great. There's been a lot of conversations with him and with the training staff just to make sure that he's ready. And so when he goes out on that, you know, power play, if he gets three power plays, you're probably talking 4 to 5 minutes of power play time. So really, he's getting 11 to 12 minutes of even strength time. I think he's come in. We had a good conversation, you know, where it was a back-to-back situation. We had a good conversation. He felt strong to play in the New Jersey game. And, you know, he's still, I think he's done a really good job since coming back.
Coach, talk about Carly. He's leading the team in goals since he's been back, November 11th. Can you talk about him and his play a little bit?
Carly, I think he gives you the same all the time. He puts up the most minutes on the back end. It's great to have him back on the power play, a right shot, both him and Osh. I really feel like it opens up Ovi just a little bit more. And, you know, he plays a lot with our bigger players and plays a lot of minutes. But his offense, you know, he's had this offensive production for, I don't know, for his whole career. But for the last 4 or 5 years, he's been a 70-point player, and those players are hard to find. And so it's nice to see him back from the injury and contributing as well.
Coach, I prefer to live in a world where the New Jersey Devils are an afterthought in the Metropolitan Division. Like, for the last decade, I think they have one playoff trip where they won. I think they were eliminated in the first round of that trip. That is not this iteration of the New Jersey Devils. That was the first game in this season-long road trip. That's a really tough squad that's coming of age, kind of young, but they've got a lot of talent there in New Jersey.
Well, they were, you know, with that, you know, how you kind of described them on the way in, came a lot of high draft picks and first round picks and number one picks overall. And they've done a good job of building their young roster. And I think there's trials and tribulations when you have a young group, and they went through that for 3 or 4 years, but you could see it coming last year in the speed that they play the game. And a lot of their players that were 18 years old are now 22 or 23 or 24, 25 years old. And that's getting into where you want to be for your team to start to make some noise. And you're right, I liked it better too when they were you're not talking about them the way you're talking about them now, but and I think it's just the growth of that team. They've acquired talent through the years because of some tougher years, and last year you could see it coming, and this year they're off and running.
Coach, do you feel like you guys are finding your identity?
You know, I've liked the way we've played recently. You know, a couple wins around Thanksgiving, I thought we played well. The New Jersey game, I don't like the score. I mean, we were hunting the entire game. I think we had 80 attempts and, you know, just trying to find goals, and we just couldn't get it done. We ended up, you know, obviously losing that game. And so we're pushing in the right direction. It's nice to get a couple of players back and have them contribute. Like you said, Oshie and Carlson back in the lineup, and that's a big part of it as well. And so, you know, if we can stay healthy and build off of the last few games, we've got to put some wins together here. So, you know, we start out on a road trip here, and we're in the middle of it now. We got to continue to push.
Are you pleased with your goaltending at this point?
So they've done a good job. There's probably a couple goals that they would both like back, and some bounces that were kind of funny, especially in that New Jersey game. You know, they scored one from behind the goal line. They scored one from the goal line that kind of slipped in. They were nice plays by Jack Hughes, but you know, those are tough goals. As you're sitting there pressing and you feel like you're doing the right things inside the game, and you give up a couple of those shots, it's tough. But I feel like our goaltending gives us a chance to be successful. You know, I thought that Kemps came back in after the Philly game when he wanted, you know, he was just talking to him afterwards. He wanted to have a crack at the ones that he let in, and he got back in the next night, and he was terrific. He ends up shutting out Calgary, and when Charlie gets back in there again, I'm sure that he's chomping at the bit to get back in there. But our guys get a lot of confidence in our goaltending, and there's things that we can do to clean it up in front of them, and you know, I think they've done a decent job. They give us an opportunity to win.
So the road losing streak at this point is at 6. You guys are averaging a little over 2 goals per game in the last 6 roadies, but it's not for lack of chances. Nearly 35 pucks put on net in those games. Do you feel like it's just a run of bad puck luck for the Caps in this road winless streak?
Yeah, I mean, I think the shooting percentage is down. I don't think that they're just all, you know, outside fluffy shots. We're generating some shots from the interior, quality chances from the interior, not getting the results. And so I believe that if you stay with that attack and that identity, that things will turn and things will change. And so this year, you know, it's been a bit of a grind to score. But our guys are still pushing, even, you know, and even some of the losses we're still pushing. Like, we pushed in St. Louis, we pushed in Florida. You know, we ended up losing in New Jersey, but man, we were pushing, trying to find goals to hunt down offense. And I think we just got to stay with that mindset. And if we do, they'll drop eventually.
How quick after the Canucks game do you flip to the, like, I'm guessing the advanced scout of the Kraken's already there. And this team, they're radically different in year two than they were in year one. 13-5-3 at this point, second in the Pacific right now. They only finished with 60 points overall last year. They're a different animal in the 2022-2023 campaign.
Yeah, so we're just moving to that now. Our video, you know, we got a couple guys that work the video, and they work on systems and getting things coordinated, and they stay in front of it. The coaching staff stays more game to game, and so as we're turning the Vancouver page here, you know, we'll start to dial in, but they'll have already done the work. The video department and the video coaches will have already done the work, and we'll now shift focus to that game. And so once we play a game, we go backwards on it a little bit. We find out what we did right, what we did wrong, what we can do better, what was working. We try to move that into the next game, and then we start to focus on the opponent and their systems and what's making them successful or where we can take advantage.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you next week. Best of luck.
All right, guys, take care.
Yep.
It's Coach Peter Laviolette, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.